So let's take an even closer look at these specific domains. On your left, you see the strengths domain, and highlighted are some, again, examples of items to consider as a TCM needs to decline score of 3. So for example, what strengths does a client have to determine TCM needs? What talents or interests does the client have, and can we assist in accessing? Is the client involved in any religious community, and if not, are they interested? And are there any activities in the community that the client is interested in order to improve their social functioning? And on the right, you see the life functioning domain, and some items highlighted may be also considered should the client score a 2 or a 3. So for example, does the client need assistance with housing? Does the client need referrals to social activities to improve social functioning? Is the client at risk of failing classes and need academic resources? And finally, does the client need medical resources to assist with progress in treatment? Again, these are just some examples to consider when determining TCM needs. Please use your clinical judgment as you complete the CANs to determine what the client's needs are, what the client may benefit from, and if TCM services are necessary based on how some sections have been answered. Remember that the outcome of the CAN should be considered when developing goals for treatment and is also important when determining direction of treatment.